Many of us have canceled or delayed our travel and vacation plans during the pandemic. But it's not just air carriers and cruise lines that are hurting. The destinations themselves are struggling too. From member station KRBD in Ketchikan, Alaska, Eric Stone has the story of a town that bet it all on cruise tourism and is now facing a summer without any tourists.
It's quiet on the docks here in Ketchikan. And in this southeast Alaska town that depends on cruise ships to make ends meet, that's a worrying sight. Patty Mackey is one of a handful of people on the docks this morning. She's the head of the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau, and she says any other May, these docks would be abuzz.
There would be, you know, several thousand people in Ketchikan at the same time getting ready to see the town and spend their money.
It was supposed to be a record year. More than 1.2 million cruise passengers were projected to visit. They would have pumped $190 million into Ketchikan's economy. As Mackey walks along the waterfront, she points out plenty of places for tourists to spend that money.
There's lots of retail shops, souvenirs, jewelry stores, lots of activities. And then we come out on the dock where we would normally have a lot of buses lined up and tour vans.
Across southeast Alaska, tourists were forecasted to spend nearly $800 million, supporting 8,000 jobs in a region with 70,000 full-time residents. Mackey says tour companies were taking reservations. Seasonal retailers had ordered their summer stocks. And then the world changed.
Overnight, Royal Caribbean and Norwegian joining Disney Cruise Line, Princess, and Viking Cruises in suspending operations.
Voluntary suspensions turned mandatory when the Centers for Disease Control issued a no-sale order. It's set to expire in late July, but it remains unclear whether any of the big ships will visit Alaska this year.
Yep, we'll be tightening our waist belts this summer.
Jared Gross manages Southeast Exposure. It's a kayak and zipline tour company.
Yeah, I'd say almost 100% of our business is from the cruise ship, so we're trying to figure out where we can get new business. Hopefully some local business this summer.
But that won't come close to replacing tourist revenue. He's offering a season-long kayak rental for $200. Tours for cruise ship visitors cost closer to $100 a day. The Visitors Bureau asked 75 local businesses how long they could hang on without tourists in town. Only about a quarter said they could endure until next summer. Cruise ship tourism isn't just the cornerstone of Ketchikan's economy. It also underpins its municipal finances. Sales taxes collected on whale-watching trips, some floatplane excursions, and souvenir t-shirts help pay for its police and fire departments. Over the last few decades, Ketchikan has moved from timber to tourism, and nowhere is that more evident than at Ketchikan's old wood pulp mill.
This really was the economic heart of not only Ketchikan, but really of Southeast.
John Binkley walks to the end of a partially completed cruise ship dock. He's part of a group of investors partnering with Norwegian Cruise Line to turn the shuttered mill into a $50 million cruise ship terminal. Until last year, he was the Alaska cruise industry's representative in chief. His family has been in the tourism business for 70 years, and he's seen it ebb and flow. He says he's confident visitors will return.
I think there's just an innate, something within us as humans that we want to travel. We want to go out and experience new things and different things, and I think that will always be there.
But for now, there are a lot of questions as to how Southeast Alaska businesses and towns will make ends meet. For NPR News, I'm Eric Stone in Ketchikan, Alaska.